Hi, this is Marianne Dallas. And I wish I could attend the Class of 79 reunion in person, but I'll be there in that old Golden Eagle spirit. And this is the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind on 107.7 KABD-FM, Ipswich, Aberdeen, a Dakota Broadcasting radio station.
Hey, thanks, Marianne. You know, I've known her for decades, since elementary school. Like she said, it's the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. This is the weekend the Golden Eagles get right back to where they started from. And here is a great song from Ms. Maxine Nightingale. KABD-FM. I'm Wally Wingerton. The Aberdeen Central Class of 79 has taken over the airwaves for the next 4 hours so we can play gems like this one.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. Care. something I can't explain. Just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and take a second to give to me that magic you make. And every day, love me your own special way. Melt all my heart away with a smile.
I do love that song, Always and Forever. That's Heatwave. Hey, what's a 14-year-old kid in the 70s supposed to do when he needs money for comic books, monster magazines, and Lou's Pizza? Get a paper route, of course. Well, during the mid-70s, I had four paper routes in total. First, I carried a paper called Grit. Remember that one? Then I was a carrier for the weekly free paper called The Roundup, which was delivered on Wednesdays. I remember having about 200 houses on my route. My dad had to equip my bike with double baskets on the back to carry all the papers. Then I got a lock on a route for the Aberdeen American News out by Klein's Miniature Golf in the area near the old Blue Buffalo restaurant. That meant I had to bike all the way from Forest Acres to Lincoln Elementary on 10th Street and get my papers, all 320 of them. But the former chubby Wally was quickly turning into the tall, lean Wally thanks to all the biking. Well, within a year, a route I had been waiting for finally opened up. It was right in my neighborhood in Forest Acres on 7th and 8th Streets. The commute was easy, and I had about 115 customers, as opposed to the 300 I had on the other route. Those were the days you had to go to each door and collect the money for the subscriptions in person. Sometimes the customers would have difficulties coming up with the dough, so being the tough young businessman I was, I threatened to stop their paper if they didn't pay up immediately. Well, somehow they all magically found the money all of a sudden. I said, "No more Mr. Nice Guy." Well, such were the trials and tribulations of an Aberdeen paperboy in the 1970s. Here is Mr. Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Every time I hear this song, it reminds me of warm summer days at Wiley, Mina, or Richmond. It's Runaway, Jefferson Starship on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind.
You don't know how much I love you, but I love you like the sun. I like to put my arms around you. Run, run.
Thank you.
It's the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert. You know, one of my absolute favorite songs of the early 70s told the tale of a barmaid and a sailor in a bar at a port in a western bay. Of course, you know the one I'm talking about. It's Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, What a Good Wife You Would Be. I've been lucky enough to become good friends with the writer and lead singer of that song. His name is Elliot Lurie, and he was the frontman of the group Looking Glass. Through Golden Eagle communication magic, we have established a line with Elliot now, and we're going to talk with him about what it was like being a rock star in the 70s. Hey, Elliot.
Hey, Wally. Good to be here.
Now, you once told me that it was common back then to mix a song specifically to be heard on the radio. Is that true?
Yeah, back in the 70s, we used to want to make sure that the record sounded good on the radio. And sometimes we would do a mix, listen to it in the control room, and then go out into a car parked in the parking lot outside the studio. And they had a little shortwave system that would broadcast the mix into the car, and we can check to make sure it sounded good on the car radio.
Man, that is an amazing piece of historical information, Elliot. Thanks. By the way, you want to rip into your million-selling song for the Class of 79, folks? Give her a try.
Hi, Aberdeen. This is Elliot Lurie of Looking Glass. I wrote and sang the song Brandy, you know, that big hit in 1972. Wally's going to give it a spin right now because Brandy was one of the classy songs of the 70s that made the Class of 79 classy. Sing along. You know the words. It's the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind on 1077 KABD-FM.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain, made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady.
That song still reminds me of sitting in my bedroom at our house on 6th Street, eating Red Hots, reading my Monster magazines, and listening to songs like that on the little clock radio my grandma gave me. The simple life of an 11-year-old kid in 1972. After Looking Glass broke up, Elliot decided to go solo. He even auditioned to be the lead singer, get this, for Steely Dan. Yeah, because Becker and Fagen lacked the confidence to sing their own songs, so they were auditioning singers. But he eventually wound up at 20th Century Fox working as music supervisor for films and stayed on there for decades and won all kinds of awards. What happened to the other members of Looking Glass after they broke up? Well, you're going to hear the full story coming right up. Elliot Lurie, the lead singer of Looking Glass, left the band to pursue a solo career in 1974, as I said. After he left, the remaining members of Looking Glass changed the band's name to Fallen Angels. Then, after a few personnel changes, bassist Peter Sweeball and drummer Jeff Grobe formed a new group called Stars that had a pretty good hit in 1977. We played the heck out of it on the radio back then, and the 45s were pressed on clear yellow vinyl with a black label. Though it charted fairly well, it didn't quite hit the top 30, but since it's such a great song and it rocks, it'll be this hour's near miss, getting all the way up to number 33 on the top 40 in 1977. It's the group Stars and a wonderful song called Cherry Baby. Hello, old friend. It's after midnight. You look wonderful tonight. Now lay down, Sally, and I'll make you some promises. Oh, but don't shoot the sheriff. Eric Clapton had a ton of great songs in the 70s, but this is probably my favorite of all of them. Wonderful Tonight. It's Slow Ann on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert, and this is 1077 KABD-FM.
I love you.
Wingert. Wally Wingert. Well, from the day I first sat in the Orpheum Theater and watched Sir Roger Moore as James Bond in 1973's Live and Let Die, I was hooked. I had never seen a James Bond movie before, but I was obsessed. I wanted to look like him, dress like him, be cool like him. I even dragged my dad to the Starlight Theater to see The Man with the Golden Gun so I could tape record the audio of the movie off the little speaker and then study his voice. But it didn't stop there. While at Simmons Junior High, I found out that my pal Steve Sweeney had a Super 8 movie camera. Well, after writing up a short script for my own James Bond movie, I persuaded my pal Steve to be the cameraman and shoot our little opus right there in my neighborhood, Forest Acres. Back then, the streets only went to 8th Street, and there actually was a forest, so we found some great locations, and I used every cent of my paper route money to buy movie film and then have it processed. I conned every friend I had at the time into doing a part. Well, unfortunately, we never got the movie finished, but the stuff we did shoot makes me laugh every single time I see it. Well, not only did Live and Let Die remain one of my all-time favorite Bond movies, but the theme song still remains one of my all-time favorite Bond themes. Paul McCartney and Wings now, Live and Let Die, on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever changes, makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die.
Live and let die.
Live and let die.
Live and let
live and let die.
Live and let die.
Live and
Sir Paul McCartney with the theme for a movie starring Sir Roger Moore. And yes, sir, there's more on the way on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. Remember that amazing smell when you'd walk into a store as a kid on the first day they put up their Halloween decorations and put out all that Halloween candy? Used to happen at Woolworths. Just the smell was intoxicating. It was wonderful. We'll talk about that in the next segment. We'll also have another deep cut from one of the best albums released in the 70s. So stay here. I'm Wally Wingert on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. It's so nice to be with you. This is Gallery from 1972 all the way back. 107.7 KABD-FM.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say, you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion, you're causing commotion in my soul.
Baby, you and me have got something that's real.
The album Silk Degrees was released in 1976, had a lot of great hits on it, but let's go a bit deeper for this hour's deep cut. Let's hear a track that we like to call... Thank you, ladies. That's right. To this day, Silk Degrees remains one of my favorite albums of all time. These sounds really take me back. Boss Skaggs on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert, and we've taken over the airwaves of 107.7 KABD-FM.
Best, the perfect guest knew when to go. Perfect, you knew when to stay. Come, tell me that you're lonely, dear. I've been feeling down some too. After all this time now, ain't it clear? I've been waiting just for.
Class of 79 has taken over the airwaves of 107.7 KABD-FM. It's Wally Wingert here. In the 70s, I always loved stopping at Woolworths on Main Street, one of my favorite stores. The entire upstairs area was filled with toys of all kinds. But my favorite part was the 25-cent photo booth that would give you a strip of four black and white shots. I still have a lot of those shots today in my photo albums, and I can still remember the weird vinegary smell when the strip would come out of the processor. My pal Kent Stoltz and I loved walking straight to the back of the store where they had their pet department. Well, in addition to gerbils and fish and hamsters, they also had a talking mina bird named Amos. We spent hour after hour trying to teach Amos to screech the word fire. A few other friends and I used to try to teach Amos a few naughty words, but I'm not sure he ever learned to wield them effectively. Well, if you did happen to walk by his cage back then and hear some filthy language coming out of his little bird beak, well, you're welcome. Boy, we had some fun back then. I especially loved walking into Woolworths on that particular day in late September after they had just hung up their Halloween decorations. The smell of all that candy hit you right in the face the minute you walked in. And as a kid, seeing all those new Halloween masks and costumes hung up high from the ceiling really gave me an absolute thrill. Every once in a while, I'll have a dream about those colorful, crazy days, and it's like I'm right back there again in Woolworths looking at those costumes, trying to decide if I'm going to be Batman or Popeye or Secret Squirrel for Halloween. Good days indeed in Aberdeen. Well, here's a tune from 1979, our graduating year, and it's Andy Gibb, Our Love, Don't Throw It All Away, on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind.
Maybe I don't want to know the reason why. Don't talk to me, darling, I can't see me in your eyes. I hold you near, but you're so far away, and it's losing you, I can't believe, to watch you leave and let this feeling die. Tomorrow, if I'm here without your love, you know I can't survive. Only my love can raise you high above it all. Don't throw it all away, our love, our love. Don't throw it all away, our love. Don't throw it all away, our love, our love. Don't throw it all away, our love.
Change the world, we made it ours to hold. But
It's the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind on 107.7 KABD-FM. The Central Class of 79 is in town tonight for our class reunion, and we've hijacked the airwaves here until 6 p.m. tonight so we can play all the tunes that made our class classy. I'm Wally Wingert. How you doing, anyway? Since I used to be a radio DJ on KABR back in the late 70s, I was the designated hitter to host our little trip down memory lane today. Hope you're having fun. I sure am. We still have three more hours to go. We're here till 6 p.m. Next hour, we'll have Smoke, Smokin', Simmons, Shannon, Stewart, and Sweet. And a story about a real meltdown. I'm glad I don't have a lisp. That would be really tough to say. Stay tuned. Back in the 70s, when artists wanted to sing about physical relationships with the opposite sex, they had to speak in code. And nobody did it better than the boys in Starbuck. But even as a teenager, I could easily decode what was being said in this song, and it's always been one of my favorites. Here's Moonlight Feels Right by Starbuck.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. Finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top of Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to dose a potion. The moon will send you on your way. Moonlight feels right. Back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. I'll play the radio on southern stations, 'cause southern bells are hell at night. You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold ring. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again.
Hey, a big shout out to my pal Bruce Kulick, one of the greatest rock guitarists ever, who used to play with Kiss, but now is with Grand Funk Railroad. And here's a pal and bandmate of Bruce's you might recognize.
Hey, everybody. This is Don Brewer from the American band Grand Funk Railroad. Happy to be a part of the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. And what kind of celebration would it be without this number one nugget? Turn it on. Tune it in. Turn it up with Wally Wingert on 107.7 KABD-FM.
Yes. Do not adjust your radio. The Class of 79 has taken over the airwaves. I'm Lori Hofer Wisely from the Aberdeen Central Class of 79 on our reunion weekend. And this is the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind on 107.7 KABD-FM.
This is a thing I've never known. Dear